This episode is sponsored by Corelation, where credit unions can get more in the core, as well as Allegiant, all-out innovation for credit unions. On the show today, we have Eglin Federal Credit Union's very own Adam Stevens and Deep Target's Jill Holman talking about how the two organizations are working together on the credit union's expanded use of leading-edge machine learning techniques to further help them use predictive campaigns that ultimately present more relevant offers with virtually no effort. Really good stuff here from both Adam and Jill, so check it out. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we're talking a little technology here, predictive technology that is. And I'm really excited about, I love talking about this type of stuff because it's, to me, it's still very science fiction. So I'm kind of a weird person in that regard. So, but I'm going to do introductions first. I'm going to start with ladies first. We have Jill Holman right there from Deep Target right next to me. Jill, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having us on today. It's good to see you.
Good to see you as well. Thank you very much for taking time out as well. And then right below us is Mr. Adam Stevens from Elgin Federal Credit Union. Adam, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I have to correct you there. It's Elgin Federal Credit Union.
Is it Eglin?
Eglin.
Eglin. Oh my gosh, I had the G and the L mixed up.
Yeah, that's all right.
My dyslexia.
It's very, very common.
sorry. Eglin Federal Credit Union. I apologize to all the members and the staff members out there. So we'll get that right in the interview. All right. Let's get to the topic at hand here because Eglin and Deep Target are working together and expanding the use of the leading edge machine learning techniques to further help community financial institutions like Eglin Federal Credit Union. I'm going to say that a million times in this interview now, Adam. So using predictive campaigns that present more relevant offers with virtually no effort. So really cool stuff here. So Jill, I'm going to start with you. So give us a quick, before we dive into some of the details here, give us a quick 411 on Deep Target and how you guys help credit unions with machine learning these days.
Yeah, thank you. That's a great question. And you know, in a word or in a sentence, what Deep Target does is our goal is to provide technology that allows banks and credit unions to treat each one of us uniquely, but at scale. So that means I'm talking to Jill and Rocky and Susan and Janice and Sam all at the same time.
Okay.
So
cool.
In multiple banking experiences, mm-hmm. right, across channel. So one of the things that happens as a result of that is we need to have the ability to take innovation and technology and then apply it.
Mm-hmm.
So from the very beginning, traditionally, we use two methods of targeting. We would work with people like Eglin Federal Credit Union, and let me just shout out to them. They are a leader. They are innovators. They put innovation and technology into practice. So I am forever grateful to them. Because they actually are the reason that Deep Target exists, because they take our vision and they put it into practice and use the technology.
Mm-hmm.
So from the beginning, traditional methods of targeting were, we would say to firms like Eglin, give us a data feed from your core banking system or from anywhere you have access to.
Mm-hmm.
They would do that. And we had a couple of methods of targeting. We could target by rules, which meant like setting up campaigns that say, I want every millennial that doesn't have an auto loan but has a credit card to see us. Okay, there's some thinking that has to go on with that, but it's a really good way to target people.
Right.
There's also targeting by segmentation or audiences, right? We've always done that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things that banks and credit unions like Eglin have taught us is sometimes that takes a little more lift than we have resources available to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, you know, to lean in a little bit to that mouthful you said up front, right? Machine learning.
Yeah.
So intra machine learning. So what is machine learning? It's really just that, you know, if you peel back all the mystery and the big hairy mysterious shadow around it, it is a subset of artificial intelligence that says, I'm going to use what I know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to apply algorithms to it. And I'm going to automatically get smarter over time. So what we're able to do is we listened to people like Eglin that said, hey, can you make this easier on me, less labor intensive? So we said, Yeah, you know, we have a lot of data. We've served banks and credit unions, and we understand the profile. We've served them for many, many years. So what we've been able to do is we've been able to take a limited amount of data from banks and credit unions, and we've been able to, 17 fields, as a matter of fact, and derive a dozen predictive models. So that's the third method of targeting. So Eglin can now use those audiences, they can use rules, but they can also say, you know what, I want to use a predictive model for an auto loan.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it on. And then the other thing that Deep Target brings to bear is innovative ways to front the messages that Eglin is providing. So, you know, you want to be able to make an experience that I can relate to. So not only do you make it specific to me, but then you also pull me in with things like, you know, innovative technologies, stories that are socially inspired. That's right. What we're doing, you know, in journey, automation and audio and video. So these guys at Eglin, we want to get to them because they're doing a lot of fun and creative things and they're getting fantastic results.
All right. Well, nice segue, Jill. Thank you for that. And thanks for the summary on what you guys do for credit unions out there. Some fantastic stuff here. All right, Adam, you're up next. Before we get into kind of the weeds here, so I just want to know what was going on at your credit union, that prompted you guys to look for somebody like Deep Target to help you guys out. What was going on, and then what prompted you to look in that direction?
Well, like many credit unions, you know, we struggle to keep up with the times with modern technologies, and we definitely wanted, you know, we knew there were targeted marketing campaigns out there or platforms mm-hmm. out there. However, a lot of them were not necessarily catering to credit unions specifically, and they didn't necessarily see eye to eye with our need for our privacy for our members. We don't want to share their information with anyone. We just needed a platform that would actually be able to do that targeted marketing without risking their personal information being sent out anywhere else. And so that, in addition to the fact that they're able to integrate directly into our online banking and our mobile app, made them an excellent choice. And so far, we haven't looked back.
Fantastic. And so why Deep Target? Because I'm sure there's other folks out there, but Deep Target sounds like they stood out from the rest for you guys.
There are several, you know, our core provider has quite a few credit unions under its belt. And I believe we had seen that one of those credit unions had begun using Deep Target, mm-hmm. and we had looked at other options, but after discussing with them, Deep Target seemed to be the best method for ease of integration and effectiveness.
Okay. Well, that clears it up right away. So Jill, I'm coming back to you. So how did you guys come in and help Eglin with what was going on there? Because obviously you guys are using the predictive modeling targeting method. So how did you guys work with them to get this going?
Yeah. So, you know, I mentioned Eglin has always been a leader. And, you know, to be honest, they've pushed us as much and helped us as much as we've helped them, I believe.
Yep.
But, you know, from day one, we were able to, as Adam mentioned, provide a platform that they could really utilize when and at the point that they were ready to use. So what do I mean by that? If they were ready to begin engaging very specifically in online banking and in mobile banking and even in email or other channels, we supply that through the platform, and we supply what we call a digital experience platform that lets Adam and Rocky go in there and set up their campaigns one time, set up their data feeds or use of predictive models one time.
Mm-hmm.
There are different sizes for these different devices that we use, right? So there's different content sizes, but aside from that, there's no duplicative effort. So set up your campaigns once, have your data once, have your intelligence established one time, and then turn it on cross-channel. So specifically with Eglin, we began immediately. They were at the forefront even before it was a popular thing to target by generation, to do things like put colors in front of me and images in front of me because I'm a Gen X, or because I'm a millennial, or because I'm a traditionalist or a baby boomer. So I recall early in the early days working with Eglin, they're innovators. They're, you know, looking at how can I do what we said? How can I use this platform to engage unique and specifically at scale?
Mm-hmm.
And as we got better and innovated and added things like greater performance analytics on the backside, these guys are all over it. They're using the performance analytics, looking at, oh gosh, what are the impressions that are being made? What are the clicks? What are the leads? How am I working with them? And then what are the influence conversions? And then they're responding and to that by using technology to just really do the full circle engagement. So they've been an excellent example of how to really connect the initial touch to the action and then just continue to get better. So then we bridged off of that, right? And we said, okay, well, what can we do with those things that we're learning? Where are the gaps? Where are the net promoters? Where are the holes? And so that's where predictive campaigns came in.
Okay.
So using what we've learned, using that machine learning that gets smarter over time, and then allow, and then having guys like Eglin actually take that, put it into practice, and use these predictive models. And we've mm-hmm. seen a tremendous increase, you know, over engagement. In our initial testing with this mm-hmm. new version, 30% lift in effectiveness wow. over wow. traditional methods. So we're excited about that. But these yeah. guys are the ones that really are the stars, because without utilization and adoption of the technology, it's just there, right?
Yeah.
So I just can't, you know, I can't thank them enough, and because they've put it into practice.
You two seem like a couple of scientists in the lab with your white coats and your beakers and your Bunsen burners, creating this really cool magic that's really working. So that's kind of what I have in my mind here. But, you know, it's really working. And Adam, that was a great segue again, Jill, to, you know, how has this worked? How has this predictive modeling method, how has it worked for you guys? And if you could share some results or some examples, like Jill just did, the 30% lift, I mean, that would be fantastic.
So we started using the predictive modeling as soon as they made it available, mm-hmm. and they've actually been working on making it grow and be more powerful as time goes by, as I understand it. And we have seen pretty good results. I actually ran some numbers earlier today.
Oh, cool.
Year to date, basically since January 1st, and we've basically been using predictive modeling for credit cards and for personal loans. And for those two products, for our credit cards, we've seen that basically just shy of 50% of the personal loans we've done, or excuse me, credit cards we've done this mm-hmm. year, were presented to our members through deep target banners. So we know that they were influenced in some way, and that's almost half of our credit card portfolio for the year, awesome. Which that's an amazing number.
Yeah, yeah.
And for our personal loans, it was just shy of 40%, which is also a tremendous number. That's excellent results for sure. And we see click through rates, you know, where they've seen the ad and who clicks it, and those rates are always above the standard average of what mm-hmm. click-through rates are in advertising, usually well above.
Isn't that fun? It's almost like you're kind of being, not only are you scientists, but you're also like these private investigators too. You kind of get to go, you know, dive into the weeds and see the numbers and see what's working, what's not working, where you can make some adjustments and things like that. That must be so much fun, and every day must be different. So is that kind of what you want to set up with for the credit union out there as well, Jill? Kind of this investigative model that where you can make these changes on a fly or see what's working, what's not working?
Absolutely. And, you know, that is a really cool thing you said, make these changes on the fly. So I use the term digital experience platform. We explain it when we're talking to people about it as a single command and control center. We can do just what you said. So Rocky and Adam at Eglin, they have a console. They have a dashboard, so they can at any point in time, they see what's my high watermark of engagements for the day? What are people clicking on? Where are people going? Then they have a whole set of reports that they can run real time and in themselves. I want to look at the last 6 months. I want to look at the last 6 hours, right? I want to compare channels. What are people doing in online versus mobile versus, you know, email or a tablet? So they have at their disposal a command and control center and analytics that allow them to see what is going on. Now, one of the other things customers like Eglin have pushed us to do, they said, you know, we love those analytics. We love that dashboard. But you know what? As much as you'd like to think so, Jill, DeepTarget's not the center of our universe. hard to swallow, but get it. So one of the things that we also brought forth at the end of 2020 is a data API that allows companies like Eglin to actually take those performance analytics outside of DeepTarget if they choose those numbers that Adam was just telling us about. So if you want to put those in a business intelligence tool like Tableau, right, or Power BI or CRM, they can come out of DeepTarget. So you can do overlays and further assessments. So our big deal is open APIs, right, where we can be, we're a platform that can help automate, and it can be used at varying degrees of sophistication. Mm-hmm. So we've got a sophisticated user here, and we've got one that's not afraid. Like, this is, if I could just take the mold of Eglin and say, hey guys, look at this, because, you know, they're doing things before they were even cool, and they've continued to do things, you know, throughout 2020 and 2021. Mm-hmm. You heard it. We introduced the first version of machine learning in October of 2020. They're right on it, right? Now, I have to say, there's a class that's like, ooh, we're going to watch this for a little bit, right? They're now on it. But we just came out with version 2, right? Which actually, as he mentioned, we've added more predictive models. We've got a dozen in there now. We take advantage of more data fields. So we've increased our accuracy of this propensity to act associated with the models. So It is fun. We try to keep the scientific stuff behind the scenes, because one of the mottos we have at our company is, you know, if you're really, really good at something and you really, really understand it, it shouldn't be hard to articulate it, right? You know, and so that's something that, it is a pleasure for us to work with people like Eglin, because not only do they use it, they're this full circle feedback. You know, they're on our advisory board, and they give us, hey, have you thought about this? Mm-hmm. You know, and I say all the time, you know, they make us better. But these guys are at the forefront, and everything we've done, they have been early adopters using it, you know, and moving forward.
Fantastic. And so, and having said that, Jill, Adam, I'm coming to you on this. What's next for you guys working with DeepTarget? Because it sounds like this is a relationship that's, you know, not going anywhere anytime soon, because you guys, again, you guys are the early adopters with a lot of this stuff. So it sounds like you guys are always kind of like sitting on pins and needles on, hey, what's next? What's next? What can we do next? So what's on the docket, if you can reveal that, and where do you go from here?
Well, for us, we're loving the predictive modeling campaigns. And so we really want to see that continue to grow and get to the point to where we're having to use less and less resources to create these campaigns.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's really one of the most beautiful things about it, is instead of us having to do a lot of legwork behind the scenes to figure out how and who we're going to target to, we're able to use this campaign, and it puts the right ads in front of the right members. Mm-hmm. And the smarter they keep making that, the more it's likely to do that and not present ads to members who can't do anything with that. Because that's the last thing we want to do is off, you know, say, hey, get a loan, but the person's can't
already
get
got a loan. they can't, or they already have one. Yeah.
Or they already have one, or anything like that. Yeah. So
yeah, we've all been there.
We are just really loving the predictive modeling campaign. We hope to see that eventually we'll have almost all of our campaigns set up that way.
Wow.
And so far it's been pretty successful. We've enjoyed the results of it for sure. So,
and that's the goal here, right? Is the kind of the segmentation, I guess, or the individualization and the ease of it, all that type of stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean, as Jill was talking about in the past, before they had this predictive modeling thing, we did spend a lot of resources doing a campaign where we divided between every generation possible. And we had a separate campaign for male or female for each generation. And, you know, for just one product, that equaled out to us having to create about 10 or more campaigns, which took a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so now with this, it really reduces that labor for us significantly, because in the past we would have to scrub through our databases and pull reports of those members to create lists of who's in what segment and then get all those uploaded into each separate thing. And that not having to do that leaves us to be able to focus on our members and providing excellent service, and not so much on the back end task, making those
right. Things right. And the return on that work too is significant as well, I'm assuming, because you can really, obviously deep target, you can target much better. And so the return on that, you know, is going to be phenomenal as well, as you already pointed out. So gosh, this is fantastic stuff. I could talk about this stuff all day long, as well as you guys could too. So anything else here to add, Jill, because this, I mean, you guys are doing some phenomenal work out there, and the proof is in the pudding, so to speak, with Adam and their credit union. So just really cool stuff out there. Anything else to add?
Appreciate time, right? And so that's just the last thing I would say is encourage banks and credit unions of all size that maybe have some hesitancy to get started. Let's just go, right? Look at Eglin as an example. Get started, and then we can get better. Use technology to help eliminate some of those labor costs, help you connect better online. So that's the mission.
Yeah. And I love how you said it's going to get better, because this is the type of the technology that's going to get only better. And you think it's good now, it's going to get better and better as time goes on, like you said, Jill, because it's going to learn and it's going to be able to do its job a lot much, much better, right?
Yeah. So put it in practice and don't be afraid of it. Right. You know, and that's what I've found has been our mission is, you know, a lot of people talk about machine learning and artificial intelligence. And so what we think we're doing here at Deep Target is really demonstrating practical application. Right. And then showing results. Mm-hmm. So then hopefully it becomes less of that mad science type. Yeah.
Yep. All right, Adam, you're up next. Anything else to add here? Any final words of wisdom?
I mean, I can just reinforce what Jill just said, is that, you know, we're becoming a pretty decent sized credit union ourselves, but there are a lot of really small credit unions out there who only have so many employees, and a lot of them are wearing multiple hats, and some of them don't even have somebody who is specifically their market, not even one person who marketing alone is their job. And so with a platform like Deep Target, using the predictive modeling campaign, they really don't need to have any of that technical knowledge. They don't need to have a whole team of people who are data analysts and all that stuff. It's really a turnkey solution for them. They just figure out who they want or what they want to advertise and what they want that to look like, mm-hmm. and get it set up, and they're done. And so it's a really powerful tool and excellent for small credit unions to large credit unions.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Perfect for those who might not have the vast resources to do something. This is a perfect tool for that. So good stuff. All right, guys, I'm going to let you get back to work because it sounds like you got a lot on your plate. So I don't want to keep you from your jobs, but thank you so much for your time today. And I love stories like this that just show kind of, you know, problem, solution, results, and the sky is the limit as well on the other side of that. So thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This episode is sponsored by Correlation, where credit unions can get more in the core, as well as Allegiant, all out innovation for credit unions.